Chapter 3. Rec Number 2 Iscariot Jmanuel Sunanda. Monday, August 7, 1989, 12 p.m. Year 2, Day 356. Let us continue Dharma. Sunanda, hear in light that you receive in clarity and comfort. Let us return to Judas Iscariot that you can continue of your scribing from the ancient scrolls. These scrolls are in safekeeping to be again brought unto you once, in security, at the proper sequence. I do not like to refuse response unto your questions, so let us please request that you accept our sequence of events and writings and not overponder or outthink thy higher brethren. There is safety in thy ignorance, and too much speculation brings danger the same as if it were true rather than conceptual. If this is not honored, we will refrain from sharing any of the documents of translation, even among the small group. You ones get most ebullient, and the radiance emanates from you like a lighthouse. Caution shall be thy password. Please do not cause us the necessity of delay in that which might already be planned. You are monitored most carefully, beloved ones. As these writings are put to publication, I request that the conversations with Dharma, as well as any instructions, be also published in sequence as brought forth. Ones of you who do this setup can label or entitle the separate portions in suitable fashion. These conversations, however, must be included, for there is great purpose therein. So be it. I relinquish to Judas. Salu, I move to stand by. Greetings, Dharma. Judas here that we might continue from the prior session. We will now return to the scrolls. The Sermon on the Mount. When Jmanuel saw the multitudes of people who followed him, on one particularly crowded day, he went on top of a small mountain and sat down, and his disciples went forth with him. Time had passed and he had gained many disciples, and Jmanuel had grown in maturity of both physical and mental stature. There was much questioning about how one goes forth in the physical, and how one should practice life that they might be blessed in the sight of God and the celestial sons and be in balance and harmony with the creation. He spoke thusly unto them, Blessed are they who are rich in spirit and recognize the truth, for life belongs to them. Blessed are they who lament, for they shall see the truth therein and shall be comforted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for truth and knowledge, for they shall be satisfied and given wisdom. Blessed are they who obey the law of nature and the creation, for they live according to the plan of the creation. Blessed are they who have a clear conscience, and who listen unto their conscience in truth, for they need not fear. Blessed are they who believe in the creation, for they do not follow false teachings. Blessed are the righteous, for nature is subject unto them. Blessed art thou when men shall revile you because of our teachings and because of me, persecute you and falsely speak evil against you. Rejoice and be comforted, for life and the new life will reward you. Thusly did they persecute the prophets who were here before you. You are the salt of the earth. When the salt loses its savor, with what will you salt? It is of no further use except to be thrown out and stepped on by the people. You are the light of the world. The city that is on top of a mountain cannot remain hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but rather place it on a candlestick, and it gives light to all the people in the house. Let your light so shine before the people so that they will see your good works and recognize the truth of your knowledge. Do not think that I have come to dissolve the law or the prophets. I have not come to dissolve, but to fulfill and to reveal knowledge. Thusly I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth vanish, not the smallest letter nor one iota of the law of creation and the laws of nature will disappear, until all has been fulfilled. Justice, the laws of nature and of truth. He who violates the smallest law, or violates the smallest commandment and teaches people falsely will be called the least. But he who spreads the teachings in truth will be called the greatest, and the Spirit will thank him. For I say unto you, if your righteousness is not better than that of the Pharisees and scribes, you will not receive the gratitude of the Spirit and of life. You have heard that it has been said to the old, you shall not kill, but he who kills shall be judged by the court. I tell you, be just according to the natural law of the creation, so that you will find the judgment in logic and reason with wisdom. Guilty are all who do not act in self-defense or according to a given verdict, when they kill or speak and practice evil. Justice according to the natural laws of the creation, by itself, elevates a verdict into logic. Do not accommodate or oblige your adversaries when you are right, and the judge will probably decide in your favor if thy judge be of honor and without parochialism and bigotry. Verily I say unto you, you will obtain justice only when you find truth yourself and can make your fellow man understand of it. Adultery, cohabitation and marriage. You have heard that it has been said, you should not commit adultery. But I tell you, he who cohabits with someone other than his spouse and practices in the manner of ones bounded in marriage with such commitment, should be caused to terminate such condition and circumstance, for it is unworthy of mankind, abhorrent and filled with lascivious selfishness for physical pleasure without thought or responsibility unto the consequences thereof. It is in creation of unbalance and disharmony, for at all times does such activity impinge upon the justness one to another. If ones practice physical pleasures with ones of the same earth species of male or female, thy physical activities will be the carriers of disease and carnal consequences, for it is against the natural laws of the creation, for in thy logical reason it is most obviously incorrect and ill-intended. If your right or left eye vexes you, pull it out and throw it away from you. It is better that only one of your limbs be ruined and not thy entire body. If a thought beleaguers you, then destroy it and ban it from your mind. It is better to destroy a thought that incites annoyance and subsequent invidious behavior, and not to bring the entire world of thought into an uproar. It is further being said, he who separates from his spouse should give him or her a letter of separation. But I tell you, he who leaves his spouse except in the case of adultery, causes the marriage to break. He who then marries one who has caused such a break is then also guilty of committing adultery, false swearing. Furthermore, you have also heard that it has been said to the old, you shall not swear falsely, but only keep your oath to God. But I tell you that you shall never swear, either to heaven which is infinite, and cannot be measured, nor to the earth for it passes, nor to Jerusalem, for it is not an eternal city and is built by the hand of man. Nor shall you swear on your own head, for you cannot change the color of a single hair which springs forth from the root of the hair. Neither shall you swear by the memory of a person or thing, for all are fleeting. At all times, let your speech be only, yes, yes, or no, whatever is beyond that violates the laws. An eye for an eye. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, exercise justice according to the natural law of creation, so that you find the verdict in logic and wisdom. Exercise love where it is warranted, and punish where the law of nature demands punishment. You shall, further, remain within the laws of the creation in deciding justice, for you may not impinge upon the laws of the creation in that which has already been laid down for thy judgment in wisdom. Give unto him who asks of you, if the request is made sincerely, and turn you away from him who asks of you in dishonesty to deprive you of that which is yours in order to elevate his own comfort and status. You have also heard that it has been said, you shall love thy neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, exercise love and understanding according to the natural law of the creation, so that you act and feel rightly according to justice and logic. Exercise love where it is warranted and despise where the law of nature demands punishment. Perfection of spirit. You shall be wise and learn knowledge, for you shall become perfect in spirit as the creation which created you. You shall train your spirit in the course of incarnations at many, many levels and let your spirit become perfection. Thus you can become one with the creation. And thus it was that Emmanuel taught those ones who came unto him in search of wisdom and truth. He continued his teaching thusly. Watch your piety, practice it before the people with right words, lest you be accused by them of lying, whereby you find no reward from them. Choose your words in accord with logic and consider the knowledge and behavior of nature. When you give alms, you shall not publicize this as do the hypocrites in the synagogues and in the streets in order to be praised by the people who witness. Verily I say unto you, they have no reward, because they give alms solely for selfish reasons. Prayer. When you pray, you shall call upon the omnipotence of the Spirit, and you should not babble as do the ignorant and selfish, for they think that they are heard because they use many and grand words. The spirit of man does not require many words, but it requires the knowledge of its power. Pray, therefore, in knowledge to the almightiness of the Spirit that its grandeur and power is infinite. If you do not know how to pray directly to the almighty power of the Spirit, then use instead something sacred through which you will enter into the Spirit. But never be like the ignorant, the hypocrites, and the selfish who revere some thing or object believing that the almighty power of the Spirit somehow dwells within it. You must be aware that the object is only an opening of the way through which the almighty power of the Spirit can be reached within thyself. Therefore, pray as ones that know, and therefore you should pray thusly, a perfect prayer. My spirit, you are omnipotent. Your name is holy. May your realm be incarnate in me. May your power reveal itself within me, on earth and in the heaven. Give me today my daily bread, and thus, let me recognize my transgressions and errors, and I shall recognize the truth. And do not lead me into temptation and confusion, but deliver me from error. For yours is the realm within me and the power and the knowledge forever. Amen. For when you pray to your spirit, whatever you request will be given to you if it truly is a desire, for believe with knowledge and you will receive spiritual poverty. If you believe in false teachings, namely that power and spirit do not dwell within you, then you will be without knowledge and live in spiritual poverty. though you will receive, now and then, that which you will ask for in your false belief of alienated sanctuaries, idols, and gods, you will receive only because of your strong false belief, without knowledge of the real truth. For verily I say to you, blessed are only they who serve the real truth and knowledge, for only they are to receive in honesty. Rules to live by. Consider carefully the way you do of your fasting. If you choose of fasting, you shall not appear cross like the hypocrites, for they disguise their faces so that they appear to be something because of their fasting. Verily I say to you, they have no reward inasmuch as they fast only for selfish reasons, for the sake of appearance. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your countenance, lest you appear before the people with your fasting, but before your own spirit which is hidden. You fast for the sake of your health, the expansion of your spirit and knowledge and wisdom and naught else. Any other reason is self-indulgent and for the appearance unto others. You shall either amass great treasures on earth where they are eaten by moths and rust, and where thieves dig for them and steal them. For where your treasure is, there also is your heart, and the true treasure is wisdom and knowledge. When thy earth journey is complete, you shall be separated from all earthly treasures, so better you build thy treasures in the realms of heaven. The eye is the light of your body. If your eye is clear, then your entire body will be light. Vision goes beyond that which is witnessed by a sighted eye. If your eye is evil, your entire body will be most dark. If the light in you is dark, how great will the darkness be? Nobody can serve two masters. Either he will hate one and love the other, or he will adhere to one and despise the other. You cannot serve your spirit and the mammon. Therefore I say unto you, do care about the knowledge of your spirit, about that which you eat and drink, and care about your body and what you will wear. For is it not the spirit life and the body more important than all the treasures of the world? The spirit of man which is thirsting for truth and knowledge cannot preserve his earthly life without his body, for they are one. Man should take care to increase the knowledge of his spirit, care about the laws of life, and have concern with food, drink and clothing, on behalf of his body which houses his spirit. But you shall not spend of thy time in concern of storing up great treasures, for you need them not. Behold the birds below the sky, they eat the harmful insects, and they have feathers as clothes, yet they have no spirit. They work because this is their duty, and they are fed and clothed by the creation. Are you not more than they? You can think independently through your free spirit and the great and wondrous thinking mind God has given unto you. You can work independently, and you can independently prepare food and drink and clothe your body, and it is your responsibility to do this for yourself. Behold the lilies in the marsh where they grow. They do not work, nor do they spin. Yet verily I say to you, the lilies also fulfill their duty by giving pleasure to the eye with their beauty. I say to you, that Solomon in all his splendor was not clothed as any one of those blossoms. Should you not do so much more for yourself, since the creation sustains and clothes the grass on the field which is here today and thrown into the oven tomorrow? The grass fulfills its duty by serving as fodder and fuel, but you, of little faith, are you not much more than the grasses? Therefore, take care for the wisdom and knowledge of your spirit, and take care lest you suffer from lack of food, drink, and clothing, for verily I say to you, if you suffer from hunger, thirst and nakedness, wisdom and knowledge are driven away because of worry, for thy mind will not find freedom. Neither shall you neglect your own attention to caring for self, in that you depend upon another to supply these things unto you, unless you are infirm and have an interval of inability to tend of self. First and foremost think of the realm of your spirit, and its knowledge, and of comforting your body with food and drink and clothing. You must ensure respite, that the body not be fatigued into illness, and you should not remove responsibility from others, and that you perceive you should tend of others who can tend of themselves. You should take care in thy charity that it be worthy in its placement. You must also care for the following day, for tomorrow will not care for you by itself. It is enough that each day has its own cares, so that you should not have to worry about the needs of your physical well-being, but you should not dwell nor hoard, for the supplies will but rot and deteriorate. Take care in moderation and in expected need, but do not place such stress on the morrow that you do not use those things given unto you for the use of today. Then Jmanuel asked those gathered with him to consider. Judgment. Judge not falsely lest you be falsely judged. For with whatever judgment you judge, so will you be judged, and with whatever measure you measure, so will you be measured. Therefore, judge according to the logic of the laws of nature, which are from the creation, for they alone are true and accurate. What do you see but the splinter in your brother's eye, and are you not aware of the sliver in thine own eye? You hypocrite, first pull the sliver out from your own eye, and then see how you can pull the splinter out of your brother's eye. First, learn the laws of nature and of the creation, their logic, before you judge and want to see the mistakes of your fellow man. First, learn through the laws of nature and of the creation your own mistakes, so that you can correct the mistakes of your fellow man. You should never give sacred things unto the dogs nor throw your pearls before the swine, lest they step on them with their feet and turn on you and tear you apart. For verily I say unto you, do not throw your spiritual treasures into the dirt, and do not waste them on those who are unworthy, for they do not thank you, and they will tear you apart, for their understanding is small and their spirit is weak. Ask, seek, and the golden rule. Ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For he who asks of his spirit, receives, and he who seeks through the power of spirit, finds, and he who knocks at the door of his spirit, to him it will be opened. Who is there among you who, if his son asked him for bread, would give him a stone? Or if he asked you for a fish, would you offer him a serpent? Therefore, if you, even though you are being wicked, can still give your children good gifts, how much more will your spirit give unto you if you request it? So be it. Everything that you would have people do unto you, also do that unto them. That is the law according to the prophets. Enter through the narrow portal, for the portal and the path leading to condemnation are wide, and there are many that walk thereon. And the portal and the path leading to life and knowledge are narrow, and there are only a very few that find of it. Beware. Beware of false prophets and scribes who come into you in sheep's clothing, but inside they are like raving wolves, and preach to you humility to shrines, false deities and gods, and preach to you of humility to idols and false teachings. Beware of those who forbid you access to wisdom and knowledge and tell you to not go forth to hear what perhaps is truth, for they speak to you only to attain power over you and to seize your goods and belongings. Always search beneath the coverings to inspect that which they do not tell you, and further, check carefully those things that they extract from you. Truth and wisdom in truth are given with no price of treasure, nor power of force. You shall recognize these ones by the fruit they bear. Can a person gather grapes from the thorns, and figs from the thistles? Therefore, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a bad tree brings forth wicked fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth wicked fruit, and a bad tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Therefore, by their fruit shall you know them. Therefore, he who hears my speech and follows it, is like a smart man who built his house on the rock. And he who hears this speech and does not follow it is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And when the flash flood rushed forth upon him, and the strong winds were blowing against the house, it collapsed and fell. So be it that you who have wisdom to heed my words shall reap of great unbounded rewards. And after Jemanuel had finished his discourse, the people were stunned and shocked at his wisdom and knowledge, and were surprised at his teachings, for he spoke with total authority and severity of tone, a new teaching and not as the other of their own scribes. They mumbled about among themselves in great wonder at this gentleman who spoke so emphatically of the truth which was laden with reason and logic. Let us go for a rest without this place, that we can continue in refreshment. I am in great appreciation for your willing service, Chela. Peace abide with you is my blessing. Salu. It would be, as I am told, that basically you wrote of Sipapu Odyssey in about 10 of thy days. We shall get it done, beloved one. So be it.